الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Imam Ridha alayhi salam's shrine on the occasion of the beginning of the Iranian New Year 1402, that's March 21st, 2023. Whenever the people have joined in, we have made progress. People took part in the holy defense and we won. Whenever people participated in the country's political issues, we won. And it is the same with economic issues. If people participate, if the public takes part in it, we will be victorious, we will succeed. But how can people participate? They need to be shown the outline and plan of how they can enter the economic field. I have, of course, over the years advised and stressed the importance of creating and helping small businesses. These were some unsuccessful experiences in this area. Some things that were done were not complete or well considered. These sorts of things need to take place. One of the problems that our economy is facing is the lack of activity in foreign trade. We have a high domestic production capacity in both the agricultural sector and also the industrial sector. There is also a very vast international market. We can increase and advance foreign trade, and God willing, we can do the work that is really and directly related to people's livelihood and needs. This is one of the important things that needs to be done. At present, we are not very active in foreign trade. The methods we use are incorrect at times. These things need to be transformed. They need transformation.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
One of the things that needs transformation is the issue of foreign trade. I made a recommendation last year that knowledge-based companies should be supported. Fortunately, this was achieved. It was not done to the extent that we had hoped for, but nevertheless, developments were made. Knowledge-based companies have done many things. Their efforts increased, and so did their products and incomes. Creating small enterprises and making larger factories knowledge-based are useful measures that can aid this transformation. Another sector that needs transformation, which should be paid attention to by the dear brothers and sisters of the Islamic Consultative Assembly, is transformation in the legislative sector, in legislation. The general policies of legislation have been announced. These policies should be taken into consideration, and legislation should be done in a more complete and measured way than what is done today. One of the things that has often been a source of debate between the executive and legislative branches in different administrations and in all periods, thank God, the two branches are cooperating and are close to each other in the current period, is this complaint that sometimes in the annual budget law in Majlis, definite expenses are approved, but revenues are indefinite.
Allah, I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.